Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays with me, Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. And tonight, I get a guest co-host because Virginia's taking a little leave of absence to deal with some other stuff. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
How
happy
are you?
Happy December.
Yes, happy December. I'm so happy about that because hunting season's over. Yay! No more dodging bullets in my yard. Woohoo!
Yeah, no bullets here in town, but I'm still happy it's December. And happy you're not dodging bullets, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just like the way December feels.
I do, too. I could feel the shift first thing Saturday morning. It just already, everything felt different.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I'm much more appreciative of the Christmas music and everything when it's December.
I was actually just listening to my very favorite Christmas song ever, Thistle Hair, the Christmas Bear by Alabama.
Yeah. Mine's Santa Baby.
Nice.
I love that one.
I like Christmas. I don't like the pressure people put on themselves, but I sure like, because there's so much magic in the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, I get really caught up in the kids, too. I mean, they feel that magic in a really big, true way.
Big
and
way.
And it's very contagious.
That is true. Making their lists and just thinking about Santa Claus and
yeah,
what's going to happen, and yeah. And I like being tricky.
Not that we can't be generous all year round, but people are more mindful of it,
yeah,
than my kids included. They do get caught up in that part of the Christmas spirit and want to be more generous with their time and their money and their, you know, their thoughts and their hearts seem really congruent. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I like how you said
frozen.
That. It is contagious.
But
I'm sitting in front of my fireplace, so if I feel low energy, it's because it's so warm and toasty. And
I'll be
like,
wake
it
up, Shannon.
The cats are laying here with me. I know. I don't light my fireplace if I have to do a lot because my productivity goes way down.
I know. Not funny. I know. I had a nice hot bath when I got home, and it started making me feel so dopey. And I thought, oh, I could go to sleep. So I had to get up and get energized for your show so I wasn't too dopey. If we both were, that really wouldn't be much of a show, I guess.
That would be sort of funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your very favorite part of Christmas? No holds barred. Very favorite. And you only get to pick one.
Hmm.
And everybody in the chat room, you get to answer this too.
You know, I like the level of energy. Even though sometimes it's a little overwhelming, it's usually a really happy energy. And I get, you know, everywhere I go, I pick up on it and I enjoy it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you're shopping and I'm picking up on other large energies that don't feel as good. But it's kind of like we all get to ride this happy roller coaster together.
Yes.
And it feels very magical.
It does. And the energies, they do feel like a roller coaster in December. It seems like people are on a lot of highs and lows.
Absolutely.
and I think it's the pressure they put on themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, when they talk about there's more health issues, it seems, around Christmas too, a lot of that comes from stress, and I heard a lot about that over the weekend. I had a little early Christmas party,
okay.
And that I was kind of jumped in on last minute, and even though there seemed to be a lot of that going on, a lot of people there through, you know, uncles, aunts, friends, or I was hearing a lot about serious health things that were going on in people's families that they were struggling with. And on the flip side, there was still a lot of joy and excitement about the season, and it does seem to be all one thing, that high energy can be taxing on
us. Yeah. And I wonder if the health stuff comes up a little more just because people are, like, aware of family and time and energy, because it is a busy season, right?
Right. And, you know, all of those things have extreme positive and negative to them. You know, when you think about getting together with your family, for some people that is an extreme positive. For some people that's an extreme negative.
Yeah, true.
You know, when you have all your family together and in such a high-strung atmosphere, you know, a lot of us have very complex relationships with our families.
True.
And you get everybody together. And in my family, I didn't really feel that. But I sure see that a lot in a lot of people I know, where, mm-hmm. you know, they're dreading it a little bit. They know they have to put in that family time, but they don't necessarily look forward to all of it.
Yes.
And so I think there's some of that. There's also, you know, as much as, like, the shopping, but the good excitement with that. But there's also, you know, people feeling the money pressure, or just the stress of getting that perfect gift. And, you know, it's when I went on a Christmas shopping trip 2 weekends ago, and I'm not very good at shielding myself before I go out shopping. I just don't think about it necessarily, or maybe it's just that overwhelming for me. But
Is
I really
true?
Was picking up on the both the excitement of the shopping, and then also the, you know, I was at one store and I started really getting sick about money. Like, I was so worried about, oh, am I going to have enough money for this? And then I had to sit back and think, where is that even coming from? I mean, I was fine for shopping. You know, I had my little nest egg for Christmas shopping, and I was there, and I wasn't looking at anything extravagant. And I realized I was really picking up on someone else's, or maybe several other people that were there that are struggling a little bit financially with the Christmas season, which is expensive for many of us.
Yes.
And so there's these extreme positive and negatives.
Well, and you know what I think about the month of December? You know how they talk about October, and, you know, you can feel more things and the veil is thinner and all that stuff around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think it's around Christmas.
Yeah, I would agree there.
It just, there's so much, like, a collective energy of love and getting together with people you like and having parties and celebrating. And you know what my favorite part of Christmas is? Well,
mm-hmm.
I will give the no-holds-barred favorite part is all the cool movies that are on TV.
Oh,
because they're all about parallel lives and time traveling and miracles.
Magic.
It makes me happy.
I know. It makes me so happy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, too, when you're talking about that thinner veil, I think we're more mindful of our loved ones, both
yes.
the people that are presently in our lives and those who have passed. And so we thin that veil a little bit just by being so aware of who isn't there, or who, you know, you're thinking of, you know, past Christmases with people who are no longer in the same plane as us.
And you're thinking about them with such love that I think it attracts
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's a positive thing, but I agree
mm-hmm.
where there is a stronger connection there.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought it was at Halloween. I always thought it was at Christmas, the month of December. It just feels that way, just because Halloween has, of course, its darker things that people like to put with it and scariness, and Christmas has none of that.
No, and I think that there's a really key example right there is, again, I think we're mindful of people who have passed around Halloween
mm-hmm.
just because there is that darkness, but we're looking at it in a darker way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just remember, you know, you don't at Halloween think, oh, you know, I remember these great times with my grandma. You're not thinking about those at Halloween, but you
no.
are thinking of those at Christmas.
Yes.
It's just
yes.
a totally different energy behind it.
So anybody who is, you know, learning how to tap into their talents, right this time of year, pay attention to what you see out of the corner of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your loved ones. And you'll see them more for the month of December.
Yeah, I agree. I noticed a lot of sparklies in my house lately. I pointed
yes.
one out to Connor last night, actually. We were watching a movie, and he looked up the same time I did, and I said, did you see that? He goes, I don't know what I saw. So, well, and he and I don't see things the same way, but
okay.
I just saw, you know, one of those really bright sparkles go off in the corner of the room. And it filled me with that little bit of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely a positive encounter.
Nice.
But, yeah, my kids, no, I mean, I totally decked out the house for Halloween, for Christmas, yesterday. And the kids made me promise that I wouldn't make them watch Elf until Christmas Eve if I wanted to watch it. We always watch a Christmas movie Christmas Eve. And I honestly could watch that movie all year round because it makes me so happy.
You're funny.
Yeah, they told me I'm a Christmas nerd, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I will
that's
embrace
okay.
that. It's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Or I'll take it that way anyway.
Absolutely. Oh, Charity. You two should get together. She loves it, too.
That.
You don't have to invite me, just saying. I'll invite you guys over to watch The Ultimate Gift with me. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Which one?
The Ultimate Gift. It's, yeah. I don't know
I
how
don't
to explain
it. I don't know that one.
I know. Very few people do, but it's on sale for $5 at Walmart right now. It is such a good movie.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, every Christmas Eve, we watched this movie, and it was like taped on a beta tape. So even when we didn't have a beta VCR anymore, my dad would have to hook up the beta machine because it was a made-for-TV movie, and it was called The Night We Saved Christmas. And it is such a wonderful, wonderful movie. And we watched that every year for years and years and years. On the and part of the nostalgia for me is that the old Christmas commercials came on because we taped it. So the old Pot of Gold commercial and I just later on, probably about 5 years ago, my mom found it on DVD. But up until then, even though it was crackly and I think the first 5 minutes weren't there because, you know, mom taped it 5 minutes into the movie. I didn't care. That was part of Christmas Eve for us.
That's funny.
Do you have a lot of traditional Christmas things that you do at your house?
No.
No?
No.
Fly by the seat of your pants?
Yeah. Well, it's just us. Because of the cows, we don't go anywhere because any
mm-hmm.
family is at least 4 hours away. So we just hang out. Make it light. Our Christmases are not stressful in the least.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because we don't go see anybody. I'm not sure. Probably because we don't have that that stress of having to pack anything up or travel. We just stay home and our cows get a, you know, a little extra treat and the kids get to play with whatever they have, and it's very, very, very low-key. We make a lot of phone calls.
That's nice. You still get to hear from everybody.
Yeah.
I prefer, I mean, when the kids were littler, we did a little more traveling around. We'd, you know, stay here or there for Christmas, but we don't anymore. We spend Christmas morning here, and I like that a lot better. I look forward to seeing our family later on in the day,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's just nice to sleep in your own bed. Everybody sleeps better.
Yes.
And you're automatically more relaxed just because you're in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
We find the same thing. We do, though, the kids get up at, you know, some very early hour.
Yeah.
Have our, you know, go through presents, see what Santa brought, and have a leisurely breakfast, and then we head out and we do a quick stop at, with the in-laws' Christmas. They live very close to my parents, and then we spend the evening with my parents, and
nice.
It's just, it seems like a lot of travel, but it's really not. We seem to get the right amount of time with everybody.
Nice.
And by the right amount of time, I mean it's just really not too much time with anybody.
I hear you.
I love them all, but, you know.
But your family is close, so you get to see them more times than just Christmas.
Right.
So it's okay. You know, honestly, I like what we do now. When I was younger and we had the huge pressurized hustle-bustle Christmases, I would just leave my body.
Mm-hmm.
I would have that floaty head feeling. I would just totally check out. And it was really hard for me because I found it really, really hard to stay grounded in my body when there was so much going on and everybody around me was feeling the pressure and they were slightly crabby and then the drinking would start. And I didn't like it. Christmas was not my favorite. And I love Christmas, and I liked it all the way up to that point. And it
right.
was just too much because, you know, being an empath as we are, you feel everything that everybody's going through. And when it's your close family, it's like, you know, that much more intensified.
Yeah. It's an overload of too much information.
It is. It is.
You know, we have a very – I have my – handful of traditional things we do on Christmas Eve, and it really kind of flows like clockwork. And I realized, I think more now because I have such a sensitive son,
right.
and he it's really nice for him. He knows exactly what to expect, and it's really it's just us for that part. But I realized that I started doing it that way for me. I mean, I have this chain of events, each thing I look forward to, and it's very personal to us. And so I don't always realize how sensitive I am and how
mm-hmm.
I need things to roll that certain way too. But we have a really lazy morning, Christmas Eve, and we bake cookies and any last-minute wrapping or, you know, whatever it is we do Christmas Eve. But we have a very nice dinner. Sometimes we'll invite somebody over for supper. But then we go skating. There's a Central Park very close to us, and they light all of the trees up with Christmas lights, and they ice. It's a ring.
Oh, pretty.
So you're kind of skating all through the trees, and they have a bonfire there, and lots of people go. And some people just sit and around the fire, or some people are skating, and we do that for an hour and a half. And it's fun. Everybody there is just in such wonderful spirits, and it's so beautiful, and there's Christmas music playing that it just feels so magical and wonderful while we're there. And then we come home. Everybody's tired because they've had
mm-hmm.
all of this fresh air.
And
get into our Christmas jammies, watch a movie, and then go to bed. And we've done it like this for years now. The kids love it. They know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's so comfortable. And that's just how it is for us. It's just a nice pace.
Nice.
But again,
like
it's kind
that.
Of, you get around other people that are in that same really warm, loving spirit, and we're all feeding off of each other, and it's such a wonderful energy to share.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, it's helpful for Connor, as he is so sensitive.
Yes,
he is very guarded at this time of year. And we ride the Connor roller coaster a little bit.
Really?
Yeah,
and
it's so overwhelming.
Tell everybody how old Connor is so they understand.
Connor will be 13, actually, next month.
Wow.
Which is crazy for me. I can't believe that. But yes, he is very empathic. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, anything that's going on at any time of year that is really high energy is difficult for him, although he manages it every year. He's so much better. Christmas is such a long season. You know, it's
it
not
is.
A single day or a weekend or something of high energy. It's like 3 weeks.
And
it
builds up. As it gets closer, it gets a
little
more. So he
deals with it at school, and then if we have to go shopping. He picks his day that he actually just brought it up the other day. You know, I'm ready to go do my shopping. And
aww.
I just kind of follow him. If he feels like today's the day, that's the day we go, because for whatever reason, it must be the right one. And he'll go do his shopping, and he'll get it all done at once, and then he can tuck it away. And I've just learned to follow his lead there, because he has a very good understanding of his needs.
Mm-hmm. And his energies.
Mm-hmm. But he has a hard time managing it at this time of year. I think we all do. We just can't
mm-hmm.
all identify what makes it difficult.
Yes.
And he is much better at shielding than I am. I go out and all of a sudden I'm feeling a certain way, and it may not click right away that I've just absorbed everybody's energy at the store, and
yeah,
this mood I'm feeling isn't necessarily mine. But he just knows that it's going to be difficult, and he'd rather just, you know, go out, do his thing, come back and regulate his
energy.
Yeah. Which is great that he knows that about himself.
Absolutely.
And he's gotten very good at recharging. His recuperation time is quite amazing.
So anybody listening that has kids that are sensitive, take some tips from this.
Mm-hmm. Well, just think of when they go to school, and all the kids are very excited, or they're
mm-hmm.
feeling some of those family strains that some of the families are feeling over the holidays, or all of that crazy mix. I mean, the school must just be, you know, glowing with energy.
Mm-hmm. When I walk
and
into
so
school,
if you have,
it vibrates.
Go ahead, sorry.
When I walk into school, like just before the Christmas concert and stuff, it vibrates.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I can see, but the last week before school lets out, Colby gets really moody. And he's 11, and he's really affected by other people's energy, too. He doesn't, I guess he takes it on, too, not in the same way Connor does.
No.
Because Colby will just let go of it instantly. You know, he can just shift it without really thinking about it, where Connor, I think, really gets up close and personal with those energies.
Mm-hmm.
But Colby's already an emotional roller coaster just on any given day. So that week before Christmas, he gets really difficult to deal with. But I'm guessing that's true for most kids. I mean, and you're tired. You know, they're not sleeping really well because they're dreaming about Christmas and
yes.
or dreaming about school being out and the sledding and seeing family and all of those things. I mean,
well,
we think
yeah.
as adults how difficult it is to manage these poor kids.
Well, there's so much going on. And they're in school until just about the last day trying to focus, and they're eating all the candy, and they're partying, and it is a rough week for my kids,
well,
too.
Well, December in general, I mean, I think we have something going on pretty much every weekend, whether it's as a family or just Corey and I have our office Christmas parties and everything, and, you know, I've got my calendar laid out on my table right now trying to manage it all, and just that part gets stressful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I enjoy all of these different events, it's trying to fit it all in and, you know, see everybody we want to see, because I know lots of people, that's what they spend that week after Christmas or those couple weeks, and both Corey and I are off work for from Christmas till New Year's.
Nice.
But that time, I really just like to veg. I don't want to go to Christmas parties. I don't really want to entertain anybody. I just want to enjoy.
Hibernate.
Absolutely. That just sounds like the best thing ever. Recuperate.
I can appreciate that. We just play that next.
So do you find you get more visitors over around Christmas, like from people who've passed on?
Yes. And any clients that come to see me, their people show up instantly. Like today, I had a lady this morning, and just at the very end, she started talking about somebody, and he showed up like instantly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if you have any talents, pay attention right now because you can develop them really quick in December.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at least they're house guests that come and go rather quickly.
Yes, that is true. I don't know. Sometimes I'll feel a lot of if I'm out in the crowds, which I try not to be because it just stresses me way too much. But you can feel even those energies, right? And some of them feel a lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I also find this month, even just in general, I can pretty much know what's going on with everybody in my community. And they don't live right close to me, so it's like some distance away, but I just always know what's going on.
Right.
And I just
You know, everybody's high energy probably amplifies your connectivity to all of it.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And so it's just really easy to tune in and, isn't that interesting? I had an interesting experience on Saturday night. We went to a Christmas party and we didn't know anybody. It was a company that Brent does work for sometimes, and his company really wanted someone to go represent. And if Brent wouldn't have worked, he would have had to, wouldn't have went to the Christmas party. He would have had work all weekend. And so we didn't want that. So we went to the Christmas party for the food.
It's like a good trade-off.
But it was really interesting for me because I didn't know anybody. Oh, except for one lady who had been at swimming lessons, but I didn't know her to chat with her at all. And it was really fun to be in that room. There wasn't a lot of people, but to watch the energies of it.
Yeah.
Because, I had no connection with anybody. And, there's a lot of people that have that, all right, I'm just going to call it what it is, that fake Christmas energy, you know, where they don't want to be in that room with those people, but they know it's good for their job or it's good PR, and they fake it.
Yeah, and, you know, a whole crowd of people like that, that would be a little tough to take, I could see. I know I dislike that. I mean, obviously, sometimes we all have those mandatory social situations. Some of them might be your family Christmas, really, for a lot of people. That might be
right.
A mandatory appearance that you have to make. And I find it very exhausting.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, right? Because Christmas brings out all the love and the I want to be with people I like, but it also brings out those obligations, those have-tos, those fake. And fake is a harsh word for it because you're just really being polite and respectful, but you really don't want to be there at all.
Yeah.
So it does have a bit of that energy to it, besides it's easier to call it that. And I think that is what wears down everybody's energy, and plus all the pressure to spend.
Yes. I really struggle with that pressure. And with my kids, because a lot of families, you know, the sky is the limit for what they're willing to spend on their kids. So, and that's not what we're about here. And we've discussed with our kids before. I mean, our kids are old enough that we've had these discussions that we would rather do things than have things.
Yes.
So I would rather take more family vacations. I'd rather go, you know, skiing a few times through the winter than just have a truckload of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, when the boys say they want, you know, something quite extravagant, like a $500 item, and I would say, don't ask Santa for that. That is a really large gift, you know. But then they go to school and five kids in their class got that same item, and then they feel like I ripped them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by my decision not to get it, but I do feel that, you know, pressure that I don't want the boys to be disappointed. I don't think they're disappointed, but I think that they don't necessarily understand. And I don't know, maybe it'll be easier when they're older.
But, you know, I bet they do understand. I mean, we have that just as a little bit. We're not in a big community. And,
right.
You know, I just say, well, you know what? I tell them that Santa has a spending limit. Mommy emails Santa, and this is what Mommy wants. So this is how it's going to go.
Right.
I tell them I email the Easter Bunny, too. They think I'm really connected.
Well, you are pretty magical. It makes sense that you would have those kind of connections.
Yeah, I told Santa that this is our spending limit.
Yeah.
You know, Santa needs to buy a lot of things, so I decided this is all Santa needs to spend on us because you guys are good with that. Yeah. I emailed him.
Something that we have really made the kids part of, I mean, we do, you know, with one community group that does, like, the food and gift hampers, we go every year with the kids and wrap presents and put these hampers together, and we sponsor
nice.
A family and, you know, shop for them, and we deliver it. And I think it gives the kids, they're a lot more grateful for what they have and a lot more aware of what a lot of families are struggling with, like what the reality is. And I think it makes them a lot more appreciative. And I know there's, you know, several times where they've said, the one year we delivered to our sponsor family of that year, and it was quite an emotional experience for me, but I'm always really emotional about all of those things.
Yes.
But when we left, Kobe looked at me, and this is probably about 3 years ago, so he would have been 7 or 8 at the time, and he goes, Mom, my heart feels so full, and his eyes were all glassy, because it really was. And I thought, what a rewarding experience that was for them. And they can look, you know, they see that Christmas doesn't come with a dollar value attached to it. It comes with, like, an emotional value. And I think that's something you can do with your families. And it doesn't have to be something you spend money on. There's ways to give. And it, you know, any time of year, when you're giving, you get something back always.
Mm-hmm.
That energy return is so worth it.
It is. We do the food bank.
Yes. Yeah. And a fun one, I don't know if you guys are making it into the city again before Christmas, all of you, but at West Edmonton Mall, they have the big ship there.
Yep.
And Santa's Anonymous, you get to walk onto the ship and set your toy down. So the whole ship is covered with toys, and the boys love that, to take something
mm-hmm.
and set it on the ship, and they get to see everything, and they get to see what they've added to the pile. And that was
That's
something
cool.
really fun, especially when they were younger.
except for the whole thought of going to West Edmonton Mall. Just
I know.
I don't think so.
I have to go in the morning, but I have planned it so that we will be there when the mall opens. I know the two stores I have to go to. I should be there before there's a crowd and out.
Yikes.
Yes, I know.
The
I
worst
used to
place?
Enjoy that bustle of shopping, but I don't enjoy it as much anymore.
No.
I like online shopping.
Yeah, me too. The worst place at Christmas is Costco.
That's the worst place every time of year.
So busy. Yeah, I probably don't go often enough to know the difference. Yeah, yikes. I don't go there either. We are thinking of
after my crazy shopping weekend, which was very much an energetic roller coaster, and I really wasn't very productive because I was fighting with emotions that didn't belong to me and crowds, and it just, the shopping portion wasn't very enjoyable for me. But I got home, I put on some Christmas music, I got on the computer, and I pretty much finished my Christmas list doing online shopping. I have
That's
a handful
awesome.
Of little things to get, and I'm done. And I like that a lot better.
Yes. Me too. Yeah. See, it just makes my energy heavy even thinking about that. We need to talk about fun Christmas
well,
things again.
Let's talk about something else.
Yuck! I am going to try to put my tree up this week. It'll be fun with my new kitten. Won't that be a blast?
Yeah.
She's a brat,
yeah.
But she's so darn cute.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
Cats are over it,
my
but.
Dog was just watching us do the tree. We just did it yesterday because
nice.
He loves to sleep under the tree. It's so nice and warm until there's a few presents under there. But you can see he was just waiting for us to finish, and that's where he's laying right now, all cozy under the tree.
Nice.
Yeah, dogs are much better about the tree because they don't climb in it.
So I have a question for you and for everybody in the chat room. Do you find at this time of year that you go to bed earlier and you need more sleep?
Yes. I have been more exhausted the last 2 weeks than I have been.
Yes.
And at first I thought, well, maybe I'm recovering from my vacation and maybe it's this and maybe it's that. But I think it's just that high energy. We're burning so high
vacation.
All day. Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm in bed super early. I'm
Me
so proud
too.
That I stayed up until 9:30 the other night at the Christmas party. Yeah. No. And don't you find that you're not just tired, but you're, like, almost heavy tired?
Yes. That's exactly how it's been. And I couldn't figure out exactly what the problem was. And I feel a little more so this year than last year. So I don't really know maybe what that difference is. If, you know, there are a few little additions to the energy pool this year. A few extra concerns people are having with some coming dates. Maybe that's what it is. But
yes.
I'm sleeping like a rock at night. So, because often that is my problem. I'm not a great sleeper, but I have been sleeping really hard all night. And then by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I know if I sit down, I'm going to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, that's one of those side effects, I think, of the season.
I think so. Well, and the in November, and the whole 2012 thing, because
mm-hmm.
we are in big energetic shifts. The earth is shifting,
yeah.
Our energies are shifting, and our bodies are trying to catch up with what we're going through energetically, and that's why we're needing more sleep. And I think it's going to be, like, intensified in December.
Yeah.
I've been having trouble going to sleep, too, and that's not like me, but then I got a potion from a neighbor who sells, like, bath salts and stuff, and, well, that just works. Sprinkle
like
a little on your pillow, but I'm done. It's awesome. And I find that I have to touch my house more right now.
I actually, last night, of all things I choose to watch before I go to sleep, I'm watching Doomsday Preppers, it's called.
Nice.
Yeah, so that gave me some really wild dreams. So I was, in my sleep, I was loading my motorhome with supplies, and it was not as restful a sleep as I have been having. So I'm trying to be a lot more mindful of what I'm watching before bed.
No kidding. Besides, didn't we decide we're just going to wait for the spaceship? What
yeah.
are you loading your motorhome for?
Oh, I don't know. You should have saw the craziness I watched before bed. I'm lucky I wasn't loading a tank compared to some of the people that I saw on the show.
You should be watching light and fluffy Christmas movies,
I know,
parallel
I
lives
really
and things.
Should be. I should just be watching
Better.
Elf every day because it makes me feel so good inside.
Yes, there you go. Well, I like it. Yeah, the sleeping and the self-care. Because, yeah, it feels heavy.
Well, and I mean, self-care, obviously important at all times of year. But this year, we are depleting that energy really quickly, and we need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. So we
well,
don't
turn into
one of these crazy shoppers or crazy family members.
Because don't you feel in the energy, and I felt this for probably about 2 months now, that there's a sense of urgency?
Oh, yes.
And
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, because I'm not sure, like, and I even find myself doing it with my business. Like, oh, I need to get this done. I'm like, really? No, I have to go feed cows now. I don't need to do all this other stuff. It's just, like, urgency in an over-the-top way for me. That,
yes.
No, that really doesn't need to be done right now because really it doesn't affect anything. So why am I feeling like, oh, I have to get this done. Oh, then I have to get this done.
Exactly.
And like even Brent's job.
Something I had noticed was just as you know, I used to feel this strong sense of obligation
yes.
to tasks and people and stuff. And something I clued into recently was I was starting to go there again, like had obligation to even ideas that crossed my mind, like, oh, I got to see this through and I got to see this through. And as soon as I realized I was into that cycle, I was able to break it right away. But
nice.
Just the fact that I fell into it when I really haven't gone there for a long time. And I think it comes from, like you said, that sense of urgency because that was really attached to that obligation that I used to feel. So it's definitely, but as you pointed out, I mean, the changes that are happening are so rapid right now. It's really hard to, I mean, we have to flow with the speed that things are flowing. I mean, that's just the natural flow that's happening. But to stay mindful and aware of it at the same time,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult.
And let your body catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not afraid of the whole, you know, December 21st date approaching, but I'm definitely excited and interested to see where these shifts are taking us.
Yes.
Because definitely that shift, I mean, we're in the middle of quite a large shift. So I am definitely interested to see, you know, what's going on? What's next? What are we getting geared up for?
Me too. And I laugh every time somebody says about 2012 because when I say it to my friends that, you know, are a little aware or a lot aware, some of you, they always look at me like I have three heads, like, what are you talking about? And then I have to remind them that not everybody is on that page. There is a lot of people that are worried about it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just, you know, in this nice space where it doesn't really affect us, except it affects everybody else, so then it does affect us. We just don't know
that's
exactly. what it is, right?
Well, my friend jokingly had said something about, I took the 23rd off, just to make sure that I would be home for the end of the world. Like, just she said it jokingly, but then I said,
uh-huh.
"Oh, isn't it the 21st?" And she goes, "Shoot." So I don't know then if it was a coincidental thing, or if, you know, at the back of her mind, she really did
want to be semi-prepared in case, you know.
I don't know, because look at how people acted about 2000, right?
Oh.
They were crazy.
I remember going out that night because I was very pregnant, so I wasn't really up to going to any of these big, you know, year 2000 parties.
Mm-hmm.
But so Corey and Dominic and I were just staying in, and we'd rented some movies, and we set up the tent in the living room so we could have a camp out, because that's what Dominic wanted to do. And Corey and I ran out quick just to get some junk food. And people had cartfuls of water bottles. And at first I was like, is water on sale? I hadn't really, just because I hadn't got really caught up in that, I didn't really see how, you know, our computers potentially crashing was going to lead to an apocalypse.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that people who weren't really taking it seriously all last minute thought, but just in case.
Yes.
And saw, you know, it wasn't crazy, you know, people breaking down the doors of stores or anything, but it was, there was that energy behind it that there was a little bit of fear attached. And this year I think will be a lot worse. I could see the day going by and me forgetting that it's supposed to be the end of the world that day, but then I wonder how people, other people are going to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be watching the news. I have to work that day. I'll be watching the feed.
Oh, yeah, because it's a Friday. My favorite joke is, I think I'll wait till the 22nd to buy Christmas presents just in case.
Yeah.
That way I can avoid the pressure.
Yeah. Then you can be like, oh, well, I was going to get you something really extravagant, but
I
no
waited.
Need now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I just think on the 22nd of December, there's going to be this collective sigh of relief, and then Christmas is going to be so much more magical. Because people are going to not be crabby because they're just going to be happy they're alive, right?
They're just going to be celebrating that the world didn't end.
I think
it'll
the
be 22nd that much more
is going to be a super fun day energetically.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's our winter solstice, right?
Yep.
It's already the time of year. I mean, it is a really energy charged few days there. So having that fear versus the people that are just really not taking that seriously, but just feeling the joy to the holiday, it's already going to maybe blow up a little bit because it always does. And
it does.
So it'll be interesting. Normally we don't have the fear attached to that, you know, large energy that's going on already. But like I said, I'm interested. I'm just really interested to see what's going to happen. I'm on the edge of my seat, actually. This is where we see the crazies come out a little bit. Or maybe we see the crazy come out in us that we didn't know was there.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, isn't that happening already?
Absolutely. Some of the things that I've reacted to, even, you know, like my dream about these preppers,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching the show at the beginning thinking, holy crazy town, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then towards the end of the show, I'm thinking, ooh, you know, if it did happen, which obviously was reflected in my dream when I'm having a panic and I'm loading it with food and we're going to, I don't know, drive off into the forest somewhere. I mean, obviously there is that vein of fear somewhere in me that was triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see how we all react. And that's probably part of that shift as well.
Well, right now, everything we feel is intense. If we're happy, we're intensely happy. If we're angry, we're intensely angry. If we're sad, we're intensely sad. It's not, you know, kind of float through on a plateau. It's whatever you're feeling in every cell of your body.
Yes.
Yeah. You just have to go with it.
I know what it feels like to be Kobe.
Yes.
Since he truly feels everything right to the very last drop.
Well, and the 21st is our anniversary, and I was thinking of maybe getting a babysitter and going out, and I thought, well, maybe I'll wait to the 22nd, you know.
just in case. Then well, let all the crazy people settle down.
Well, it's the crazy people that I'm worried about, right?
You know, and that's me, too. I think that was my concern even watching this program, was that because I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that it is going to be the end of the world. I just really don't. But, you know, for the people that do, and you don't know what lengths their fear will take them to, and, you know, like we discussed, there's already a lot of energy at this time of year. That's more where any concern I have really stems from that, is that, you know, it's just like a phobia, even if it's a totally impractical or a superstition, as we've talked about, even if it's totally impractical, it doesn't really matter if you believe it.
No.
It's as intense as if it were absolutely true.
Yes. And I don't know, it feels like it comes in waves. It feels like people forget about it, and then, oh, yeah, what if? Forget about it again.
Oh, we better
get
back to.
What if?
I keep calling it crazy town. I'm so offending people, I'm sure.
Nah. So I don't know that it's going to be like a big thing on the 21st or just it'll sort of, you know what I think? I think it's just going to kind of sneak through and people are just going to forget that it's actually the 21st because of Christmas, because of all the parties, because of all the things. And then they're going to realize like about the 23rd, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Oh, we missed it. Well, and I think, too, like, for myself, it's probably the same for a lot of people. That's my last day of work. I don't go back again until after Christmas because it's a Friday.
Yes.
And I think that we're all focused a little bit on that, you know, finishing up all those last-minute things at work so we can enjoy our Christmas holiday.
I think exactly that's what's going to happen. People are going to forget because there's so much other stuff going on.
Yeah,
and it'll just sneak through. But haven't you noticed that people, you know, at the beginning of the year, actually Molly and I are going to talk about this stuff on the next week's radio show. Molly McCord, my astrologer pal, is going to come on with me. So 2012, people slowly started showing their true colors. That kind of was the theme for the year, right?
Yes, I would agree.
And right now, like November, and I haven't seen many people yet this month, so I'm not sure. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You know those people that you were kind of iffy about and you weren't sure? It's like slapping you in the face what they're truly like, and not all of it's pretty.
No. Well, and I mean, is it really, do you think it's just people showing their true colors or just that our awareness is so much sharper that we're seeing people for what they are?
I think it's both.
Well,
I think because people, I think before they could sort of not hide it, but kind of mask it,
right,
and fake it. Not really. They just.
But yeah,
put more
I think
effort.
Everybody's
I don't know.
Energies are amplified, so those, you know, the like you said, the true colors are shining through a little bit more.
And even our own, right? Like my shadow side, like when I was angry about my dog, I was super angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Then that was
like
a tough shift.
So it enables us to see our own patterns too, like some that we may like or we may not like, but that's how we can change them. But I just find some people that, you know, I weren't sure. I wasn't really sure how I felt about them. Well, I'm pretty clear now.
Yeah. Well, that's
some I really like. Not so much.
Well, you know, it's like what I was saying where I realized that I'd kind of reverted into an old pattern. Obviously, what it made me aware of is that still exists in me. And that, and it's okay. I mean, I obviously I've got a good handle on it compared to how it used to be, but it definitely has made me aware of yeah, my own thing. When you have those things bubble to the surface, and you're like, oh, well, hello again.
Yeah,
I forgot you were there.
Well, and I think that's a good thing because I think we
too.
Can get complacent with this spiritual journey and just think we've done all this work and become a little bit, I don't know, like complacent or a little lazy about it. And then this reaches up and slaps us in the face. We're like, oh, all right then. Guess I'm not
as light
as I thought.
Kind of puts you back in your place in the universe.
I'm mad now.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said, your shadow side. It reminds me of in the shadow effect, how she describes your those shadows that we, you know, we're trying to hide away, like beach
mm-hmm.
balls that you're trying to hold under the water, and eventually they start surfacing in all these different ways. Well, I mean, if there are things that aren't popping up very often, but they still pop up on occasion, I think that's really healthy. You know they're there. You're very aware, but they're not out of control. You know, they're popping up every once in a while, and you're like, oh, well, need to work on that, don't I? But it's not turning into a, you know, a big green-eyed monster when we don't want it to.
Right. Right.
And I do like that. I mean, I'm, as much as I'm pleased with the shifts that have happened in my life and the things that I've become aware of with myself and with other relationships and stuff, I know that there's plenty more that needs work or just that we're evolving and new things are going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that I'm aware as those things pop up that, oh, look at that, let's address it.
Yes. And it just reminds us that we're human, right?
Absolutely.
That's
and I'm okay with that.
Being
you know,
a human
with
you
that little bit of alien or whatever.
Yeah. That pops out now and again. Because sometimes I worry that people who are on this spiritual journey and track think that part of it is that they don't feel anything anymore. Right? Everything is just peaceful and rainbows and unicorns. Well, personally, I think that would suck.
Yes.
I like feeling
and
everything.
I think that's a little bit, I mean, I remember that point in my journey, too, where it was just, you're riding so many highs because there was a point in time where I was becoming aware of so many things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And but eventually, you need to take all of those things and weave them back into your real life that you actually have to live and be able to, you know, deal with your other people in your life and your job and you know, pay your bills and all those normal things
make
that we all have
practical.
To do. Yeah, and take that new knowledge and use it in a practical way.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I had that point in time, too, where I was just like, wow, 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 wow. And but I'm pleased with where I am right now because it feels way more stable than it did then.
Yes,
fun as that was riding up really high, it's still you're aware that you have to land and you're not really sure how that landing's going to go. Well, I've already gone through the rough landing into reality and
back to reality.
And, yeah, and reality, I like it. I like it.
And the transition from getting all these ahas and learning and then applying it to your real life, that's where some people get lost.
Yes. Yes, I 100% agree there. And I think that it's misleading sometimes when we're riding those highs, that is the way every day is supposed to feel after that. And I think a lot of people are still chasing that.
Yes.
But that, to me, for myself on my own journey, was just one step on that journey. It wasn't the part that lasted. And that is totally okay with me. Like I said, I feel much more stable where I'm at right now. And so there's something really gratifying in feeling very aware of even the negative things in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, feeling those things, those are really, it's good to feel those things. That's how we grow.
And that's why we're here, to feel everything. Okay, this has nothing to do with nothing, but I have a plant that's dancing right now. It's highly entertaining.
Cool.
I don't know who's at my house, but yeah. See, it's
my
the magic of Christmas.
Me everywhere.
See, now it stopped because I mentioned
it. Dance to a certain song.
Rats. Oh, started again. Hee-hee-hee.
That's really cool.
Right over top of Alex, my big orange cat, too. He's sleeping. And the plant is dancing there. I've never noticed that before.
That is so cool.
And
what kind of plant is it?
I don't
happy
know.
Happy one.
I can,
a green one.
Yeah. And I'm just happy that it is, because I don't have a green thumb, really.
No. I mean,
anyways, I guess that's a good note to end the show on, that I have a magic plant
be.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's saying goodbye. They probably can't even hear us anymore.
Oh, maybe not. I think it does keep going because I'm still recording
as
we have a conversation. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, everyone, if this is still going. Thanks for listening, and have a nice evening. And I will be back next week. Thank you, Dana, for coming. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.